Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad, thank you for assisting Jason in engineering today. Kyle's with us, live in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I've got the fresh coffee and the seatbelt fastened on my recliner and ready to go.
Does that recliner have one of those power ejects where you push the button and it lifts you up?
No, but it does have a feature on the back of it that kind of swings like a, you know, the old time hair dryers the women used to use to keep my head from exploding. So this thing kind of just goes right on the top and kind of puts slight pressure on my head.
Yeah, cranial explosion protection device. Okay,
there you go. I like it.
Yeah. So Kyle, do you have anything that you wanted to share before we get started with some of the things I have on this list?
Oh, you bet I do. You know, folks, I find it after listening to, I cannot hardly stand to listen to the news anymore, Vince, but it's, I have to comment on this. All of the governors now are, you know, they're talking about the mayors are saying, you know, that, all of these illegal immigrants are causing more problems, for them now. And so they're starting to complain and, it's too little too late, folks. And the more you think about Biden's climate initiative, you know what that's going to equal? That's going to equal you freezing to death because winter is coming and his climate agenda that the lunatic or that shell of a bunch of skin and bones barely walking and thinking comes up with is stuff that he's been fed and told. He's a sock puppet for the Communist Party. And the reality is he's going to try to enact something or many things could be on another attack on energy. And that's going to be your propane, your heating oil, your gasoline. So as far as the preparedness aspect of this thought process that we try to talk about here all the time goes, you better get your propane tank filled up now. You better have extra if you can. You better get your wood in for the entire year and next year, too, if you can. If you don't have access to it and you have to buy it, you better buy next year's as well. I'm sure there's going to be something going in there for you wait. Eventually, they will attack wood stoves. And, you know, they're already talking about how he's ruling with executive order. We've got a dictator in chief now. And this new assault weapons ban they've got coming down the pike is going to outlaw, if they can get it passed, even owning their idea of an assault weapon. Well, that's going to cause a revolution. Well, what's going on at the same time? The National Defense Authorization Act, Congress, the House, is looking to give the president more power to be able to use the military against American citizens. Well, how do you think that's going to play out? That's just a chess game. They're fixing to try to take away your guns, and then they're going to use the military to do it. And they're going to use the military to make an example out of you. That's how this is fixing to go right down the pike. You can see the writing on the wall. So anyway, that's my little instantaneous diatribe. You better get with the trucker strike going on in California and stuff, folks. You better think about the things that are going to you're going to need. I'll throw out something that I thought of, and my wife and I talked it over with her, and so my little car, the main one that we use, is a little Corolla, and it has only one cooling fan on it. Well, in this for Montana, pretty hot time here, about 90 degrees here, we run the air conditioning a lot. Well, with one cooling fan and you turn on the air conditioning, it turns that cooling fan on almost all the time. I mean, it's like 97% of the time the cooling fan is running through the in that circuit. So I thought to myself, you know, that's something that if it's going to fail in heat, that's what's going to fail. And without any cooling fan, your car is going to overheat. So I ordered one yesterday, and it should be here in about a week. But there's just, you know, you have to think along those terms, folks. You gotta get to the point to where you're considering what you're going to need. And while this broken supply chain still has some semblance of life, you better get what you need as soon as possible. Now we can go along with whatever you had planned, Vince. We'll go there.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, right. Kyle, if I may, you certainly don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but you say you ordered it. Did you order it from Rock Auto?
I did. Yeah, you know, it was actually $47 cheaper than I could get it with free shipping, or even including the shipping. It was $47 cheaper than the best price I could get it here through my commercial account. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And here's why I mentioned that, class. We use rockauto.com. This is not an advertisement. This is just public service announcement. We at our farm use the rockauto.com website, rockauto.com, rockauto.com. And Rock Auto, in my opinion, has the finest publicly available search and retrieve system for finding the parts that you need. So, for example, you enter the year, make, model of your vehicle, engine size, and if you want to buy spark plugs, for example, it will have typically three different classifications: economy, so there'll be a whole selection of spark plugs under the economy section, all on one page. Then it will have the daily driver section, and it will have, maybe we'll call it, the performance section. So you can buy the equivalent of good or better or best. Okay? And within each category, let's say the economy section, you might find Champion, Denso, and other spark plugs. Then under the daily driver, which is what most people might select, you'll find Denso, AC, maybe Autolite, Champion, NGK, Bosch, etc. And then under the performance, you'll find the most expensive. So you'll find not only the price, but you'll find the brand name and the specific model of that spark plug. So you'll be able to compare exactly what you get at your local big box auto store, brand and model, like for like, from the AutoZone, I'm sorry, from the Rock Auto website. So you can compare AutoZone's price, O'Reilly's price, Pep Boys' price, any of the big box stores with Rock Auto. And so what we do is we literally, when we buy parts at the big box store locally, we'll say, this is what we can get it for at Rock Auto, plus shipping. And they'll say, well, okay, that's $100 from Rock Auto with shipping. We can't do $100, but we can do $110 or $115. Okay? and that certainly looks a lot better than the $180, which they would normally have charged us. That's what we do. So you can, and you can be an educated shopper. You can be an educated customer. You can have the knowledge going in. So what about the Champion Spark Plug versus the Denso versus the Bosch, etc.? So that's what we do. Kyle, any comment? Oh, one other thing. If you search your search engine and you type in Rock Auto coupon, you will almost always, I've never not found this, so it's, oh, I've always found this, a coupon for 5%. Now, they may say 35%. That's nonsense. You're not, it's not going to happen. But you can seem, it seems like you can always get 5% off. So 5% off is, it will take you 1 minute to get 5% off that order. Now, sometimes our orders are in the hundreds of dollars. So 5% might be $10, $15, you know, depending on the size of the order. So you might want to do that. And your comments, Kyle?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. That's it. I ordered it from them because I'm not in a real big hurry for it right now. I agree with you. You know, AutoZone is pretty good about that. I know that here, anyway, O'Reilly's won't. They won't even come close. They'll just tell you, well, we've got it right now. And, you know, so if I was in a world of hurt and the, you know, the fan had stopped, quit running, I might go ahead and pay it, you know, or go down to, because even then they would, no, they did not have it in stock, but they did have it so it could be there the next day, you know. And if you're needing it for your daily driver, the next day sure looks better than, you know, down the road some. You know, I'm probably about 10 days out before this thing actually shows up. But I also ordered from them, and I got them really fast, brakes and rotors for this same car, because of the front brakes and rotors, because the reality is that's one of the things that's going to, that almost always, you know, you wear out, and they go fast. So anyway, there's just things like that then that, you know, folks will save you money. And money is, as we all know, is getting tighter and tighter and tighter and harder to do anything with. But this, the reality, folks, is you can see that our government is at war with us. And it's a soft war right now. But I think there's more to the story, and it's going to change within the next 6 to 8 months, I think. They're doing everything they can right now with all of these lying media cohorts that they have to set up the next quote-unquote pandemic so that they can get this mail-in ballot and try to steal the next election. But they're going to try to get a lot more stuff done before the election. And, you know, every time you hear these mayors and stuff and say they're going to set up this security coalition and stuff, what a bunch of bull. It's way too late for that. That should have been done a year ago, year and a half ago, when all these illegal migrants were pouring across the border. Now there's 4 to 5 million of them that they're admitting to, probably 10 to 12 million more. And you don't even know what kind of people are coming in. You know, it's amazing to me.
Yeah. I've got a couple quick comments. I'll have to wait till after this first break to tell you. But I've got an exclamation point about Rock Auto.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about lessons. And the book is 5-Minute University. It's not published yet, but volume number one. These are lessons that are in the book. And they are designed to teach you within 5 minutes or less how to do something, how to save money, how to approach a project. So the thing about Rock Auto, it's a great tool while the internet is still working, because it lets you know before you go to the store how much it's going to cost. The brands that are available, the price points, the quality levels. So you'll be armed with the information. It'll take you just a couple minutes to figure out what you're going to be spending at the local store at the most, and then you can certainly negotiate the price down. It seems to me that you can always ask for a discount, and I do. I ask for a discount, and I say, Is there a discount that you can apply? And they'll say, well, we got a coupon. Well, sure, we'll use it. But if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. So we use the Rock Auto price to get down toward the Rock Auto price when we buy it locally. Now, there's some reasons why we buy locally. Some of the reasons are when customers come into the shop, they have a problem and they want their vehicle fixed right away. And we get deliveries every day from the big box auto parts stores. But we negotiate the price on the phone before the delivery. So we pay less than all the other shops. So we can actually beat everybody's price, not only on labor, but on the parts. We can literally sell the part to the customer after we install it for less than the customer could buy it for over the counter at the big box store, because we get discounts. Okay? We negotiate the discount. Now, here's how you do it. If you happen to buy at Rock Auto on their website and you search for the coupon, you copy the coupon code and you paste it in the part of the order form at Rock Auto that says, "How did you hear about us? How did you hear about us?" So you highlight that and it'll say, it'll be a spot for you to paste your code. You do that and you get 5% automatically at Rock Auto. But if you don't try to get the discount, you won't. Next, Kyle, you mentioned brakes and rotors for the front of your Toyota. If you go to the big box stores and you say, "I'd like to buy some front brake pads," and is it okay? Anything else? "Yeah, I think I ought to get the rotors too." Okay. If you do it that way, it's going to cost you more than if you say, "I'd like to buy a front brake pad and rotor kit." Now, you're going to get exactly the same parts. But when they combine them in their system, there is an extra discount built in for combining the brakes with the rotors as one purchase rather than separate brakes and separate rotors. Same parts, just how you ask for it. That's another tip or lesson. And there's one more piece. Kyle, you mentioned you're using your air conditioning more and more because of this massive heat wave that we're enjoying. Before Joe, I bought refrigerant, Freon or R134A, refrigerant 134A. That's the most common refrigerant for vehicles that are, let's say, 10 years old and older. I use that refrigerant in our tractors. A lot of kitchen refrigerators and freezers use R134A as well. It works fairly well. I paid $3.33 per 12-ounce can. Now, these are cans with a can tap or a can fitting on the, or can, we'll call it a fitting on the top of the can, and you just screw on the can tap and release the refrigerant through your manifold gauge or your hose. Well, this is a common thing. It's the most common way to buy refrigerant. $3.33 before Joe. Now, I just looked it up during the commercial break. It's $11.99 at O'Reilly. Same stuff. I mean, it's no matter what label is on it, it's a standard product, standard weight, standard everything, $12, $11.99. So if you divide $11.99 by $3.33 that I paid, it's now 3.6 times more expensive after Joe than before Joe. 360% more expensive. And we are hearing from people who are trying to have their refrigeration systems repaired that refrigerant is getting hard to get. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi resigned on Thursday, putting Italy into a period of uncertainty as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Mr. Draghi's departure came a day after three large parties in his National Unity Coalition government did not back the Prime Minister in a Senate confidence vote. The killer of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn has been convicted of first-degree murder Wednesday, ending more than 2 years of legal proceedings from the June 2, 2020 death. Captain Dorn's wife, Ann, on CBS 4 News in St. Louis.
I heard the murder first guilty, and that's what I was hoping for, and that's what I asked for.
A jury found Stefan Cannon guilty of first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and 3 counts of armed criminal action. Cannon will be sentenced September 13th. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden said Wednesday that he has cancer. Biden's claim that his cancer was caused by the oil industry required a cleanup again by the White House.
Not very much unlike where I grew up in a place called Claymont, Delaware. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Officials in D.C. had to clarify that he was referring to skin cancer treatments. Skirting around Congress because of a lack of support, President Biden continues to lead by executive order.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. Just take a look around.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections, which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I think it's in order to teach a little bit about automotive air conditioning today as well. And what we're hearing, and we know to be true, is that Freon is getting harder and harder to get. There's no question about it. Or refrigerants, whether it be for the home or for your automobile or your household air conditioning system, your heat pump. And it's gotten way, way, way more expensive. At least double, the least expensive increase is double what it cost before Joe. And typically it's over 3 times. And as I delineated in my case, it's 3.6x. We used to be able to negotiate refrigerant prices with a big box store. And we'd say, here's what we can get it for. Now, Sam's Club used to sell it for $3.33 a can, shipped, if you bought it in a case, you know, 12 cans. And we could use that price to negotiate with a big box auto store. The big box auto store has received word from up top corporate headquarters, no discounts on refrigerant. None. Just the posted price, that's it. Nobody gets a break. Nobody, regardless of how many you buy, if you can find it. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, I did the same thing, Vince, when you told me about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, I think it was, I don't have a shop like you, but I'll use approximately one per year. I think the other day I was just out there looking, I bought two at a garage sale, two cans of Freon at a garage sale with the little gauge and the Freon dispenser tube that came with it. Guy had them there for $5, so I bought both of them with the tube. So I was trying to get a estimate of how many of them I still had left, and so it looks like I've got about 10 cans of that left. But I think back then I paid $36 for the can, for the case shipped, kind of like you, you know, I'm right in that $3.40 or so range. But I look for that kind of stuff at garage sales because people just, you know, people are still in cognitive dissonance, and you can still find really good deals out there if you're willing to look. But anyway, go right ahead. Yeah, same thing, Vince.
Yeah, and my response, sometimes when we have an account with O'Reilly's, but I hardly ever shop there because for us, and this is not to beat up O'Reilly's, but for us, because of the price that they want per item, and by the way, it's pretty much price fixed between AutoZone and O'Reilly. AutoZone gives us a break, O'Reilly will not. Even though we've had an account for 16 years, they still won't give us a break. So, and they say the same thing. Well, we've got it right now. And I go, but I don't need it right now. Thanks so much. And leave. And eventually, and one right across the road from O'Reilly's is AutoZone. And I did a Columbo one day, I said, what's with you guys? You know, I've had this account for over a decade, and no matter what I buy, I can't seem to get a commercial price. How come? And I said, the other guys do. And they said, well, they need your money more than we do. So I kind of crouched down and I looked through their front window across the street at AutoZone. And I said, yeah, I'm going to go over there. And then they decided that they would take 20% off. That's what it took. But I don't like fighting like that. You know, why can't they just say, you know what, you're a regular customer, you spend a lot of money here, we're going to take care of you. But no, they don't do that. What they do is they say, well, you know, the discount depends on how much you spend. Okay. So I got to spend a lot to get a discount. But I have to spend a lot at full price to get a discount? Yeah, that's what you have to do. Well, the other guys don't make me do that. And they seem to want my money more than you do. So I'm going over there. So that's what we hardly ever go to O'Reilly's. The only time we go there is if AutoZone doesn't have it. That's the only time. And that's rare. That's rare. So that's my response to, we've got it right now. So you can pay us more because we've got it right now. Any comments about, have you found that it's getting more difficult to buy refrigerant or have you not found that yet?
I have not found that yet, Vince. I was just in there, as a matter of fact, yesterday. There is a friend of mine, a real close friend of mine, his mother needed, and she's an older lady, but anyway, needed the right front wheel bearing changed wheel hub assembly bearing, changed on her Trailblazer, or it's actually a GMC Envoy, about the same thing as the Chevy Trailblazer. Anyway, it had gone out, and I was in there, and I needed an adapter for going from a half-inch drive ratchet down to a 3/8, because the half-inch size sockets wouldn't fit there where the 3/8 barely would, where I needed to get the back bolts off for this bearing. But anyway, when I was in there, I noticed that they had the front little end cap of the refrigerant in there. Must have been, you know, 30 cans there at least. But I was talking to the counterman about their diesel oil, because we've been talking about that, you know, too. And I said, so are you finding that you could, you know, it's getting harder and harder to get things? And he said, no, you know, overall, we get it. Sometimes it takes us a couple of days or something to get something. I said, what about diesel engine oil? He said, oh, that's the exception. He said, we can't hardly get hardly any in. And when we do, it's gone practically within hours. So people are having a harder time. That diesel engine oil is starting to dry up. I was at Walmart, though, the other day, and they had just gotten in a huge shipment. Everything was stocked at Walmart. It was amazing. I hadn't seen that in a very, very long time. They even had wide mouth canning Kerr brand wide mouth canning lids in, and my wife and I stocked up on a bunch of them. But they had the 2 gallon 1540 diesel engine oil there in 2 gallon containers for $23. So I use that, quite regular. And so I bought two of them, because just to have them in there, you know, I mean, I don't use it a lot, but I do use it. And better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, you know? So anyway, so the supply chain around here, if you're hunting, you know, and looking, you can find things, but most of the time, diesel engine oil around here, they had just got this in. So most of the time, diesel engine oil is gone at Walmart, and they had, I think, 1 gallon sitting on the shelf at O'Reilly's the other day when I was in there.
And O'Reilly's is probably a lot more expensive, right, per gallon?
Oh, five. Yeah, double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably, yeah. Over $20 for 1 gallon rather than $23 right. For 2 gallons. What brand did you end up finding for $23?
It's the regular Walmart SuperTech brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We paid about the same price. We paid $11.75 per gallon for Delvac, D-E-L-V-A-C, which is a top-of-the-line brand at Sam's Club. But Sam's Club no longer has diesel engine oil, as far as I can tell. They don't have it in the 1 gallons. They don't have it in the 2 gallons. They don't have it in the cases. They don't have it in quarts. They don't have it in 55-gallon drums. And pretty much Sam's Club is out of engine oil altogether, except for these esoteric brands that are really, really expensive, brands that you've never heard of. And as far as automatic transmission fluid, we talked about that going into short supply. I think that's in short supply as well, because I can't seem to find it at Sam's Club. And when we buy it from a big box store, it takes about a week for them to assemble it. So when we place an order, they actually clean the inventory out of the surrounding stores. So the maybe 5 stores around the store that we select and we do business with, they pull from the other stores. And that's how they can fill our order. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, we think that they've got a back room, they've got all the stuff there, and it's inventory, and it's not necessarily true. So can you imagine that it would take 5 stores to sell oil to the Finelli family? Seriously, it does. We're talking about air conditioning. And air conditioning is kind of simple. There's a pump, it's called a compressor, and it moves refrigerant through some coils. And through the rapid expansion of a refrigerant liquid into a gas, it absorbs heat really well. So you have your air conditioning system, whether it be a window unit or whether it be a refrigerator or a freezer or a combo refrigerator freezer or a heat pump or a just regular outside air conditioning unit, central air conditioning unit, they all have the same principle. And it's pumping refrigerant through some lines through two coils. And one coil is the, we'll call it the outside coil for an air conditioner, and the other coil is the inside coil. And if you've ever gone past your outside unit, whether it be a window unit or a whole house type unit, if you put your hand where the air is blowing out of the unit, you'll feel it's warm for an air conditioner. Or if you walk past a window unit, the same thing. Air coming out the fins and the coils is warm, right? And that's because the heat is being dumped outside. So heat is being removed from inside, let's say, the house. Those coils are cool. And the heat that is absorbed by those coils is dumped through the refrigerant to the outside coils. Well, if the outside coils have dust and dirt and bugs on them, they won't work as efficiently as when they were new. So there's no way after 10 years of oxidation of those aluminum fins on those coils that the air conditioning system will be as efficient as it was when it was brand new. There's no way. Because there's dirt and oxidation and resistance to airflow and so forth. So what you can do to bring it closer to its original efficiency is to wash off those coils. And I use a garden hose. So I have a garden hose and I wet, when the motor's not running, I wet those coils. I might spray some liquid detergent like Dawn dilute detergent mixed with water with a spray bottle after I wet the coils and the fins, and then I rinse them off. And you won't believe the amount of dirt that comes out, and it works so much better. And we'll talk about how to do that with your car when we come back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. And we're talking about refrigeration. Kyle, what are your thoughts about cleaning the coils of an outside air conditioning unit?
Well, I don't have one of them except on a car, Vince. The here in Montana, outside air conditioning is kind of like I mean, some people have it, but what I do for my house is I'll open up a window on one end of the house at night, and then I open up another window on the other end of the house, and I put a box fan in the first window, and I'll on the shady side of the house. Around 8 o'clock, because it's usually cooler outside than it is in the house, and then we will run that all night long, that box fan, and it'll cool the house down to about somewhere between 58 and 60 degrees overnight, and then when the sun comes up in the morning, we shut the windows down, and it stays pretty cool. The hottest it'll get inside the house is about 74 degrees. If it's 90 outside by the end of the day, with people going in and out, you know. But with a car, I agree with you that you can take a regular spray bottle with a little bit of Dawn dish soap and water there and open your hood, because mine doesn't have a very easy access to get to the fins in the front. And you can spray down on it with the soapy water. And if you use a nozzle like from your hydrant, you got to be very careful, because those little fins will bend, and they bend really easily. So my nozzle on the garden hose has a setting called shower, and it's basically about half the strength of what your shower is usually in your house. And so it'll come out of there, and you go gentle back and forth across there, and it'll wash off the bugs, and it'll wash off the dust and dirt and do that. You can also, if you can get your hand, back down in behind between the fan and the radiator on the backside of the engine side of the car, you can sometimes spray it from the inside out. because if you think about it, the dust and dirt is coming from the front of the car towards you. But most of the time, you can't do that. You can do it. You can't get your hand back in there. It has to be something about the size of a, you know, good-sized Chevy pickup or something along, you know, a big pickup, so you got a lot more room in the engine compartment. But even then, you got to be really careful. And of course, you're never going to start that car or anything like that. Everything's got to be off and dead to spray anything anywhere near it. But little cars like what I've got, you can't get your hand back in there. So I spray right from the top, and it'll just kind of drain off and down. And you're right, you'll be amazed at how much dust and dirt fall out of there.
Okay, so class, here's what we do. Now, don't do any of this, right? I mean, don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. But here's what we do. So the engine's off. The engine's cool. We're not doing this on a hot engine. It's already been cool for a long time. Kind of like in the morning, maybe, or, you know, you haven't run it, you know, that day, for example. And we raise the hood and wet the coils in the front, which are typically going to be your air conditioning coils. You wet them with the garden hose, and then you spray Dawn or Palmolive dishwashing detergent mixed. And the mixture I use is about 60 to 1. One half ounce of Dawn to 30 ounces of water in a spray bottle. So that's 60 to 1. Not a lot of detergent. The idea is you wet the fins first of the radiator or the air conditioning coils. You wet them first, then it's more efficient to use your Dawn spray after you've wet them. And then you just wait a couple seconds and then hose it all off. And it will remove bugs, and you won't believe how many bugs you find in there. So here's an example. A couple days ago, literally, we were going to pick something up for the farm, and it required pulling our car hauler trailer. So this is a two-axle, four-wheel trailer. It's not a heavy trailer, but you can drive a car on it. And the load that we were picking up was maybe 500 pounds, but it was a lot of stuff, but not a lot of weight. So that's why we took this trailer. We pulled it with my V6 2004 Silverado. Little 4.3 liter V6. And before we left, I did exactly what we're talking about. Cleaned off all the coils because it was a really hot day, and I did not want to do this, but it was something that I had to do, and it was a long trip. It was over 6 hours round trip. And the temperature gauge normally is at 180 degrees because I changed the thermostat to 180 degree thermostat from 195 down to 180. And it was running about 200 to 210 degrees. Had I not cleaned the radiator, it would have probably overheated. And we'll be right back.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.